Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96. Gino D here, joined by Brock Olson, Chattanooga-based dating expert, in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating. Jay wrote in, Brock, his wife recently went on a girls trip. Thinks things went down that he's not exactly thrilled about. Doesn't go into much detail about what those activities are. So we have a couple theories, but we'll never really know. But bottom line is, when he confronts his wife about it, or at least asks her about it, she doesn't give any detail. And long story short, he just wants to make sure that he knows what exactly happened. And if he has to go around her and ask a friend, is that what he should do? And that's what he's looking for advice on.
Sure. Yeah, Jay, thanks again for writing this in, brother. Really appreciate this. Just before we went to the music break, I was saying that, yes, you absolutely should be pursuing the truth at all costs, but I don't think that you should go to the friends first. You should do everything you possibly can to get the truth from your wife. Go through the questioning, make it a safe environment. You know, let her know that the truth is more important than you getting your feelings hurt. At least knowing sets you onto the same page, and you can kind of heal if there were some violations that occurred from there. But just not knowing will drive you insane.
Yeah.
Like me sitting here and I'm not even involved, I'm going to go insane without knowing what the details are. Like, I need to know also. Now, if for some reason she's not able to come clean, she's not able to give you all the information, you need to make a very serious decision. Is the truth worth violating the boundary of your relationship? Which, when I say the boundary of your relationship, I'm a very big advocate that nobody else should be involved in your marriage. You don't need to be seeking outside opinions, outside counsel, unless it's a professional, unless it's a therapist, unless it's somebody, well, a coach like myself, but somebody who is unbiased, who knows how to help you in your situation. If you are going to make the decision to go and try to seek truth because your wife isn't giving it to you, be very, very well aware that this might actually open up more problems in the marriage. She, though, needs to know that that is going to be your next step if you're not satisfied with the answers that she's giving. And I know that this is a very uncomfortable conversation. If you are confident about expressing what is important to you for this marriage, you need to seek the truth, and then you also need to reestablish your boundaries if you're able to get the truth from her. That is the utmost importance as the man in this relationship. If you think that your wife has possibly disrespected the marriage, yes. Your original question, should you seek the truth? Yes. And if that means inviting the friends to get the full answer, get it. Because you need to know what type of partner you actually have. And if she's kind of being elusive and trying to be very selective with the things that she's telling you, Jay, she's likely hiding something from you. And I hate to tell you that, but she's likely hiding. Why would you not just be wide open with the information?
Right. You trying to say there should be almost an ultimatum? Tell me now or I'm going to your friends?
That's exactly what he needs to do. And it's not even so much like it's an ultimatum. It's, I am going to pursue the truth at all costs. And if I can't get it from you because I need peace of mind, right, to be able to lead this relationship, I will seek the people who also have the story, who were there, who could corroborate. Because the truth, Jay, is what absolutely matters. And if you can't get the truth from your partner, if you're not able to trust your partner, like, you're already feeling like you might not be able to trust her. If you're already there, then go seek the truth at all costs. But that is absolutely my advice. You need to get peace of mind. You need to know what you're dealing with. And this is for women too. If you're, sure, if your man's, yeah, doing some shady stuff, seek that knowledge, truth. Get that truth, you know, at pretty much all costs, as long as you tell them that's exactly what you're going to do.
Right.
Like, boundaries are already being crossed. Sure. And Jay, it's your job to protect the relationship. So buddy, go protect it.
Thank you, Brock, for the advice. Thank you, Jay, for writing in. If you out there have a dating scenario or relationship issue that you would like us to tackle here, make sure you send us an email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. You can also reach out to Brock, BrockOlson.com. Follow him on social media, and you can always ask him more about his services. Again, that's BrockOlson.com. Brock, thanks for the advice. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.